Environmentalists from Alaska are hoping to persuade congressional staffers that Shell Oil should not continue its drilling operation in the Arctic this summer. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the groups held a congressional briefing this morning.
Congressional briefings are free of the formalities and TV cameras of congressional hearings, and they lack the members of Congress themselves. And many in this town think that's a good thing, because it's the staffers who attend the briefings, and it's the staffers who have the policy expertise. The briefing was organized by the office of California Democrat Barbara Boxer. She chairs the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Werner Wilson traveled from Anchorage to tell the room about how important fishing is to his native Bristol Bay.
I know that the oil is declining up in the North Slope, but at the same time, you know, I come from a region where we depend on our wildlife, we depend on the ocean for our livelihood. It's been our livelihood, our people's livelihood, for thousands of years.
Wilson, who dons a spotted seal fur vest and necktie, works for the World Wildlife Fund. He says he's not opposed to drilling in the future, but the company and government need to ensure the infrastructure will be put in place first.
What's the rush? Why are we doing this exploratory drilling when we don't have hardly any infrastructure up in this remote and harsh area?
That's a sentiment echoed by Kylie Crow. She works for the D.C.-based Center for American Progress, or CAP, a left-leaning think tank that has a lot of sway with Democrats in Washington.
Our initial stance was that we were open to the possibility of Arctic offshore drilling if companies could prove that they were fully prepared.
Last week, CAP rescinded its support. Crow says Shell proved it was unable to move forward just yet. She says CAP may come around to support Arctic drilling. The ongoing 60-day study at the Department of Interior will provide some guidance. Crow says the expedited review will need to address Shell's shortcomings.
In terms of infrastructure, in terms of response preparedness, in terms of scientific knowledge of the region. If those things are met, then, there is a potential that we could be open to it.
Shell Alaska's spokesperson was not available for an interview. In an email, Curtis Smith says the company is still assessing the Kulik's condition and how its grounding will affect future exploration in Alaska. He says the company is committed to operating safely off Alaska's shores. Michael Levine is Pacific Senior Counsel at Oceana. He's in D.C. from Juneau and is meeting with Department of Interior officials to discuss the ongoing review. He says Interior never changed any criteria determining which sites are suitable for offshore drilling after the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Department of the Interior granted these approvals, defended them publicly and in court, and has stated its commitment to exploration in the Arctic. We need a review that goes beyond those commitments and those defenses, and it's our hope that Congress may play a role in making that happen.
Congress has yet to do anything. Senator Mark Begich has said he'll hold hearings on the grounding, but no dates or witnesses have been announced. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.